I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. There was partisan bickering, there was procedural gamesmanship, and finally, after 11 long hours in the State House, there was a policy resolution in Montpelier on Thursday. A renewable energy bill vetoed by Governor Peter Shumlin has been replaced by lawmakers with a substantially similar stand-in. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, the protracted veto session won't end the fight over wind and solar energy in Vermont.
Imperfect as it was, Chittenden County Senator Tim Ashe was happy enough with the renewable energy siting bill that lawmakers passed back in early May.
I think we're all very frustrated that there's a veto in the first place because the bill stands on its own.
Be that as it may, a bill that addresses the governor's concerns is better than no bill at all, Ashe told his Senate colleagues on Thursday.
We shouldn't let the frustration of why we're here cloud that judgment. We can make this very easy by suspending the rules and taking this up.
The Senate gave overwhelming approval to a replacement bill, and most lawmakers agree that it accomplishes all the intents of the original without making any substantive changes. The legislation tries to give municipalities more say over the process used to site wind and solar projects. It also looks to put a cap on decibel levels for large wind projects. The new version clarifies sound standards for wind turbines that Peter Shumlin says would otherwise halt wind energy development in Vermont. Shumlin also says that technical errors in the bill would force regulators to declare sound from wind turbines to be an imminent public health threat. But the voting calculus wasn't so simple in the House, and Republican lawmakers in that body said using the one-day veto session to pass a new bill was a corruption of process they couldn't abide.
The issue today is the integrity of a legislative process.
That's House Minority Leader Don Turner, whose caucus began the day with a commitment to doing everything in its power to block consideration of the replacement. And Republicans were in a position to do so. The House needed a three-quarters majority to get the rule suspensions required to take up the new bill in the one day legislative leaders had allotted for the veto session. It was evident from the outset that critics of the governor's veto did not have the votes needed for an override, and when it became clear that Republicans were ready to scuttle the replacement and leave with nothing, House Speaker Shap Smith changed his plans.
My view is we come back tomorrow.
And the next day, and the next, Smith vowed, until Republicans had exhausted all of their procedural roadblocks. As the evening wore on, and Turner and his Republican colleagues came to terms with the reality of the endgame, they relented. Instead of spending $50,000 a day to keep the legislature in session for the 4 days they'd be there if Republicans continued to suspend rules, Turner and his caucus allowed the replacement bill to proceed to a final vote.
I'm not up for spending that $50,000 per day when I already know the outcome. The outcome is this bill is going to pass the way they want it.
House Republicans weren't the only ones opposed to the process used to replace the vetoed legislation. Senate Majority Leader Philip Baruth says lawmakers' conduct on Thursday will fuel the perception that it pays no heed to people concerned about large-scale wind.
To me, that was not a balanced process of the sort that we had all the way through the session where both sides were allowed to speak.
But Democrats weren't the only ones eager to pass a replacement bill, and several Republicans said they support the language passed in the replacement. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.